Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Without further ado, we're so pleased to welcome back to the show from Alaska, Matt the Musher, our adopted Iditarod racer. And Matt, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. How does a trainer or trainee, I guess I would say, in like you are with your dogs and your handlers and everything else, celebrate Thanksgiving?
We took separate roads. Everyone kind of had down days. We're in between training blocks, so the dogs are just they're eating, you know, their gross stuff, and we all kind of did a day away from the yard. The handlers are at the main handlers at the yard, enjoying the snow, the swamp with the dogs, and just hanging out. And I took a day off and just did family stuff, which is, you know, it's kind of keeps me grounded coming back home and just kind of focusing on what's most important. And then we'll get back at it tomorrow.
Good. Now, how about the Lions? Did you watch the Lions?
Yeah, you know what? They have this amazing ability to pick you up and then set you right on down. So we've been dealing with this since childhood. It's fun to watch. You know, Amy, I'm so bad. Who is the tall receiver that they just picked up? That guy looks like a pro as far as their receiving corps. I'm just blanking on his name right now. But, you know, I'd like to see some of the good stories on that. Amon Brown and just see, you know, Jamal Williams kind of charging through. There's some toughness on that team.
Yep.
I think as fans, we can't give up because, I mean, the Seahawks were poor at one point. The Bucks were terrible at one point. You know, there's and when it comes around, you know, it'll be fun to watch the Lions be good someday. We all know it's a long ways away, but we'll see, you know.
Right.
Who knows?
So Josh Reynolds, by the way, is the receiver that you're talking about. But I feel like it's, I don't know, I guess you can decide, but someone who's also a Michigan State fan, that maybe it's easier to talk about the Lions than the Spartans right now, but I could be totally wrong.
I think they're equivocal, but that Spartans loss reminds me of the when they, you know, were in the playoffs and they played Alabama. We went over to an Alabama alumni's game. Laney had dove for Alabama, and we saved the game. We recorded it, and somehow I accidentally caught a live game in the scroll across the bottom, and it was 49-0. So there was a lot of that
at halftime.
So,
yes.
Yeah, so we you know, some of that, there were some flashbacks there, but regardless, I mean, seeing Mel Tucker come into there, into that university with the pride and the presence that he has, it's university. I mean, we have great things. We have Izzo, but we've had some, you know, some other things that have happened at the university that are disgraceful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Mel Tucker is the guy that's going to come in, and he's going to just lead the university, I think, in a prideful way. And I think he'll be great for the young men there. It's a university. I take a lot of pride in. As I was coming up as a nurse, I got to work with both the basketball and the football teams, and I was there, you know, I drug testing for them. So I got to be in the locker rooms and see the culture around there. And I love it. It's a neat old university. And, you know, that's one of the things I definitely miss about being in Michigan, is just being around big time sports like that, without a doubt.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, it's not as though Michigan State is alone on its island. There are a lot of universities that are kind of having these come-to-Jesus moments where some of the ways that they've conducted business are getting exposed, and they should be, but I know it's painful for alumni. But you could look all over the United States and see universities that are having these transformations that needed to happen a long time ago, but better late than never. So, yeah, that's good. That's all good progress moving forward, as you point out. Matt the Musher is with us from Alaska. Where in Alaska are you right now?
I'm in Eagle River.
That's right, Eagle River.
South Central. This is the rail belt, I guess. We're pretty close to, we're just a bedroom community of Anchorage, training out of Willow, Alaska. It's the world headquarters of mushing. I think the highest concentration of mushers anywhere. And it is amazing.
So does it get busy on the roads? Are there traffic jams with the mushers?
Oh, man, let me tell you, some of the things, yes, absolutely. And especially when we get snow and we actually get on our trails. Right now, we have had remarkable, remarkable cold and not a lot of snow. Snow started, it fell like at the end of September, and we thought, oh, boy, here we go. We're going to have tons of snow. Mm-hmm. We have yet to be on sleds yet in our own area. We have to travel like 200 miles north to get to snow. Which we did. We did a nice training trip, and it was actually a very, very, the most I've got to know our dogs, and it was a really neat, intimate experience. We learned some things. We probably gave them too much rest on the camping trip, and they kind of got a little hippie with each other. We tested them. We did a marathon. We camped for 3 hours. We did about 26 miles, and then we did and this was on sleds, which was absolutely wonderful. And then we did another 20 miles after that 26-mile rest, and we did 3 hours rest. And then we ran 17 miles into this beautiful lodge, Alpine Creek Lodge, on the Denali Highway. And we stayed, and most teams would give, like, about 8 hours of rest and turn around and go. But we knew it was, like, the most they had ran. We'd only done a 20 back-to-back 20-milers at that point. Mm-hmm. And so we pushed them really hard. But, the thing is, you get a few young dogs, and you just don't want to injure anybody. You don't want to push too hard. So we ran all night long, and we had the Aurora, and we just kind of nice and chilled. But they never lost power going in. And pulling out of the last camp, I was – the first team out. We broke our team down into three, and it was about maybe 10 degrees or so. We'd stop for 3 hours. And so we had three dog teams and a snow machine, a snowmobile, pulling a sled, and the snowmobile didn't start. So I took off down the road, and I'm like in it just zen. Like, you know, it's quiet. It's just, you know, the huffing and puffing of the dogs and the patter of their feet and the glide of the rails on the snow. And it was just glorious. And we had just finished this huge Aurora display, and I was great. And about, you know, half an hour goes by, and I look back, and I see no one behind me. I see no headlamps. It's middle of the night. I know no snow machine. So I get into the lodge, and this has happened a lot, like where either people will get lost behind me or take their time. And I get into the lodge, and I do all the dog chores. I pull their booties off, and I get them onto a straw, and start cooking for them. And I'm like, where the hell is everybody? And the sun's starting to come up, and I'm like, there's two dog teams and a snow machine. And I figured the dogs never break down. They always keep going, but the snowmobile didn't keep going. And so Josh, one of the handlers, had Stick, this guy that just kind of volunteered to come ride along with us, in his basket. So Josh is driving a small 9-dog team, and here's this, and Josh is like 220 pounds, 200. Maybe 250 even pushing, and Stick's a big man himself, and those dogs were just clicking up the hills. Like, once they pulled them in. So we had a different strategy than anybody else on the highway. We had small teams and heavy loads coming into the lodge. We even did a mail run for this lodge. We picked up mail, put it in our sleds, and brought it into them. Like,
whoa!
It was
this
super cool Alaskan experience. We rested them, we turned around, and we ran out Amy the next day, and it was like we did 30 and 30 on the way out, and they just killed it. They just absolutely crushed it. So they're picking up steam, and these are, you know, these dogs are experienced. They're not, you know, they're not a top 20 team out of, you know, if there's 50 teams in the Iditarod historically, but they're experienced. They've been to Nome, and you can see that experience. So as they're kind of a newer team to me, it's neat to see some of that come up, because these trips and these training, it's going to be, I mean, this is how we build our trust. And you know, one of the simplest things is that the experienced mushers say is just trust your dogs. And it's as simple as that sounds. I mean, you kind of have to. And that trip was amazing. But we came back, and this area we've been having historical lows for this time of year. Like, we were negative 30 the last time I was up there, almost the whole time, negative 20, and none of the ATVs would start. So down here, we can't be on sleds. And it's just been kind of it's just an extra bit of energy for everybody involved. You know, the dogs have to eat more. We have to be a little more careful, of course. And the two runs we did last time, we did two 30-mile runs in that weather. And you have to be dialed in. You can't make mistakes with your hands or your feet or the dogs, you know. And so we put coats on the dogs and booties, of course. But, like, you get back and you start feeling things in your hands like, man, am I doing damage to myself right now? I mean, like playing in one of those, you know, like Green Bay with and getting your hands smashed. Like, those things
yes.
You don't recover from that.
Right.
You know? It changes you. So it's been a little bit difficult, but I mean, it's all part of it. And yeah, I don't know. It's just, we're slowly picking up pace to our first event in 2 weeks, and we're excited. So,
Great. Matt the Musher is with us from Eagle River, Alaska, where he took the day off for Thanksgiving, but has been training hard and getting ready now for kind of this next phase in the adventure. And we're so pleased to be able to go along with him as he prepares for his first Iditarod next spring. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, so then you've got what actual races coming up where you kind of up the ante for the dogs?
Yeah, the first one is kind of, like, I don't know, for me, I'm a fanboy still. These, like, it's it's amazing. So there's 50 teams in this race. It's 63 miles into that lodge that we just ran into, and we were one of the very first teams of the season to run into it, so our dogs know where they're going.
Good.
But it's a cheap race to get into, and then you get out there, and because your mushers, they can feed you kind of differently. Like, they don't have to adhere to a restaurant standards. Now, I know that sounds sketchy, but it's like you go in there and they feed you biscuits and gravy with moose meat, et cetera. And it's just kind of this, I don't know, real down-home event. But 50 teams.
Does it taste like chicken? I'm just teasing.
It is wonderful stuff. It's actually pretty damn good. But no, it's a big party. It's rowdy. I mean, you're talking 50 teams, and then all the support staff, and half the teams will come in and just turn around and leave. It's our, like, kind of meet and greet kickoff, like, of the season, and it's like a who's who's of the mushing world. And we'll be conservative, but I don't know. It's kind of itching just to make that run and see what we can actually do too. So that race happens, and then we do one New Year's Day, and then my big race warm up for the Iditarod is the Copper Basin. That's the toughest 300 miler up here, and then several of the races after that. But it's on, and what the veterans are telling me is don't blink, because this part of the season will go by super quick. Ooh. And
yeah, this is kind of like a preseason, if we're using football terms, or maybe a training camp or spring training for baseball, because you have an opportunity to actually do it in a race format, in a race setting, even though it's not the same pressure as what you're talking about with the Iditarod. So that's amazing. I know it's going to be a crazy schedule for you, but whenever we have the opportunity around some of these races, even if it's after New Year's Day, we would love to hear how it's going. I get questions about you all the time. How's Matt? When are we going to talk to Matt again? When are we going to get to see more pictures? So to that end, a couple of questions, and then I'll let you go because I know you need rest too. Yep. You sent us a photo of two puppers. I don't know their ages, their names, but what I do know is they have the greatest expressions on their faces. I can't stop looking at this photo. So it's up on our Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. So tell us a little bit about those two beauties.
Yes. So Klondike and Lorikins, and Klondike is our he's one of the few dogs that we can let off the leash, and we know he's not going to, like, just kind of start roaming the neighborhood. And he's this sweet, goofy boy, long, athletic, lanky. He's 3.5 years old. He's been to Nome. He's he's a leader. He's not. I don't know. He's like one of the, you know, he'd be like a great backup quarterback. Maybe not the most heady or the most, you know, this and that. But he's a game manager.
All right.
I don't want to say Alex Smith.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, he could win a Super Bowl, sure. But Long Lake, he's just a good guy. And so I'm excited to see what he does. He's definitely in the A-team pool, but he's running next to a really smart girl, Lorikins. And Lorikins, I mean, that photo right there was probably taken at negative 25. That was during the Beaver Blood Moon eclipse run that we did, and they just looked great. I mean, they were eating well, they were snacking well, and they were running hard. But Lorikins is our G-Haw leader. She's our, if you yell G and that's the command to go right, she goes right. If you yell haw, she goes haw. And she's just spunky. She's a cheerleader. She just knows her business, you know, and she's like, both of those dogs though, are lovers. Like, you pet them and they want to be pet. They don't have that husky aloofness to them, you know, where they're just kind of pushing away from you. So they're pretty sweet, but there's a number of other ones that are, and they're both, I think Lorikins is actually 4 years old. So she's a little bit older. But we have a fairly young team. I mean, they age out probably around 8 or 9, although 9-year-olds finish the Iditarod at a higher percentage than any other. Because if they make it to the Iditarod at 9 years old, they know what they're doing, and they have like this preservation gene going on where they just kind of, they know what they're doing. But 4 to 6 years old, that's your wheelhouse right there. And most of our dogs are just entering that phase, with the exception, we picked up a new dog named Tang, who came from another pro kennel, and Smoke Wagon, who are both, they've been to Nome multiple times, and they're kind of our pros. They're just going to melt into the team and do their business. But I don't know, Klondike and Lorikins, though, they're sweethearts, and we'll keep framing them, but I'm going to tell you, at negative 30, the last thing I think about doing is getting my phone out. So,
no, I got you.
the handlers have been so good at taking pictures, and I'm just kind of like little Napoleon marching around, kind of getting things around, kind of, you know, having this little anxious energy going on, kind of getting things moving, and they're smart enough to take pictures, so I'm glad to have them around.
One of the things that I love is that you post videos from your sled sometimes on your Facebook page, and so we'll have you tell people how to find those, but those are amazing because you get to see the one that I saw recently, the mountains on one side. It's a gorgeous setting. It's quiet. There's no one around, as you talk about. It's only really your breathing, the breathing of the dogs. You can hear the clopping of their feet on the snow that's hard packed. Just I can't even imagine what it's like to be out there, and just talk about a surreal experience where you feel like you're so much closer to creation. So I bet it's amazing. So I know I've seen a bunch of those that make me feel like I'm actually riding along with you, which is awesome. But you mentioned multiple times about cooking for the dog. So we just have about 60 seconds before I have to get to a break, but what do you mean cooking? You're actually cooking food for your dogs?
Well, yeah, I go and get ground beef or like tripe kidney, like combo, or we even ground chicken.
Wow.
And I cut it up into like Kit Kat sizes, and I put it into a cooler. And then it's like a denatured alcohol stove. Essentially, it's a pie pan where you put alcohol in it. It's in the bottom of a 5-gallon bucket that's metal, like a kind of a metal paint can type of bucket. You put a 3-gallon pan on top of this pie pan, and it just kind of sits elevated.
Mm-hmm.
That alcohol just goes at any temperature. You know, you don't have a stove with all these valves and rings and canisters. It just starts up. So you either get creek water, or at checkpoints they'll have water, or you melt snow. And then I pour boiling water over this meat, and I might soak some of their kibble in it. And I cook for them. The most defeating thing, though, is you go through all of this process, and then they turn their nose up at it, and they just want to eat a frozen piece of fish, you know.
No!
And it's like, they'll do that all the time. So finding the rhythm is what I'm aiming to do. And they just continue to amaze me. But you just kind of, if they don't eat, you just go, okay, guys, I see how this is. And then you you let them sleep a little longer, and eventually they'll get hungry, and they'll start destroying food.
Are you telling me they're divas? They're doing all this work, and then they turn into divas. Like, they're wide receivers of sorts in the NFL.
Oh, 100%. People have to carry cat food. They'll get crappy old Roy food, so, like, they're going to eat nachos instead of eating filet. It's ridiculous, you know? So, yes, absolutely. And, yeah, so I'm hoping they all – and that's how I choose my team. If you're a pig, you get to come with – you know, if you're going to be picky – you know,
so
cute. Talent could override some of that, though.
Oh, I love it. I love the heart. I love the heart. I love the attitude. I love the fact that they're so smart. And this photo of Klondike and Lorikins is fantastic. It's perfect because the expressions on their faces, they're staring right at the camera, and you can see the life and the heart in those eyes. So you can check that out. And Matt, how can people find you on Facebook to see your videos?
I am posting to Pavilio to Nome. It's like Pave the Road, PaveGlio, the number 2, and then Nome. And that's kind of, I don't have a website. I should get a friend that makes me a website here soon.
find but, a friend.
find a friend with an airplane and a hot tub. There's all these things that you can do to get into my top 10 friends category.
Nice.
Website design would help. But I posted Facebook, Pavilio to Nome.
Okay.
And that's kind of how I'm doing. And you know, if you like Lorikins and Klondike, you can sponsor one of them and buy them booties to get them to know them, you know.
Okay, that's it. I want to buy some hot pink booties for some dogs. That's what I'm doing now. It's gonna be my Christmas present for you, Matt, for all this great time that you spend with us. So, and if you don't know where to find Matt's Facebook page, he posts on our Facebook page a lot. Also, he's with us on Twitter too, and so we'll make sure. In fact, I should go back and actually use your Twitter handle so people can find you, but I know there you can see your videos on Facebook. So we love this. Be safe while you're training and with these early races, and then we'll catch up with you again either middle of the holidays or just after. But we're so excited for you, Matt. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Amy, thank you for helping us and making us feel special. Appreciate it.
You are special. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.